This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, by the time I got to Woodstock, they were smelling oh so strong. Yeah, I was at Woodstock, the original Woodstock. I was in charge of the porta-potties. What? You're saying there weren't any porta-potties? Well, you're not listening. I said I was in charge of porta-potties. Where's the what? Well, here's a shovel. That's portable, ain't it? Golly. Get a job. Yeah, the original Woodstock. 3 days of peace, love, music, and occasional trips to the medical tent. Shouldn't surprise you that I was there. Heck, it was held on a farm. Max Yasger's farm. Mean Max Yasger. Funny guy. Invited me over to listen to some music, so I show up and there's half a millionaire ahead of me. You know, I never realized Sha Na Na was so popular. I got a chance to meet Bowser backstage. Got his autograph on my Sheba Geigy Death to Bugs hat. Also, met a guy named Arlo. Now, that's a good farmer's name, ain't it? Made me feel right at home. Thought I saw the Oak Ridge Boys there, but it turned out to be Crosby's Still Mash Band. But you know, they didn't do one song about that good old Mountain Dew. What a ripoff. And there was a weird guy in a headband. He played the national anthem, but nobody stood up, and there never was a ball game. Golly. I spent some time as a volunteer in the first aid tent. People kept coming in saying, "Bummer," or "Bad trip." And, well, I'd calm them down, lay them gently on the cot, and then softly in their ear, I'd whisper, "Here comes the train! Oh, golly, that'd get him going. I'll teach him to steal my brown acid. Yeah, it was me. My fault. Sorry. Yeah, next week on the Mean Farmer Show, let's go to Woodstock 2 and set off all the electronic pagers at once. I believe we can move down up front now.
Hi, it's a Diggy Schmooze, and listen, it's the 25th anniversary of Woodstock. They're having a commemorative concert with all the original corporations, but I, Diggy Schmooze, have real memorabilia from the real concert 25 years ago. This stuff's old and gamey, so it's priced to move quick. Like this mud, $25 a bag. Or these bags, $10 each. I don't know what they were used for, but they were all over the place at the real Woodstock. Look at this. Part of Abbie Hoffman's chipped tooth from when The Who kicked him off the stage. It's rare, but I'm letting it go for just $150. Garbage, $160 per compressed brick. Have Melanie perform live at your party, $12,000. Special appearance by Sha Na Na, $15. Relive Woodstock on your mantle in an attractive display of souvenirs. Write Dickie Schmooze, Woodstock Souvenirs, Box 1, Effluvium, New Hampshire.
Welcome to Pepsi Woodstock 2. It's a $195 concert, man. $195 concert. Due to sluggish sales, the price has gone up.
What we have in mind is continental breakfast for $150,000. $25.95 exact change, or have your value card ready.
Now, this is a warning. Take it for what it's worth. The stockbrokers in the brown blazers are bad. Bad information, man.
People, if you're having a bad trip, return your rental car and go to the cruise line tent. They'll rush you to the Caribbean. If your cellular phone or pager bums out, please go to the Sears Service Center tent. If you have a medical emergency, it's cash up front, folks.
If you are the first Woodstock, be advised, please pick up your free Sony AirSick bags. There have been a lot of bad reactions.
Hey, the New York State Thruway's backed up all the way to the MTV satellite dishes. This smaller-than-expected gathering is like a huge seminar, the second-largest seminar in New York this weekend.
Now, the music will start soon, as soon as the commercial break is over. Please respond to the applause signs. And once again, welcome to the Pepsi Federal Express Blockbuster Woodstock 2. And remember, Buick is the new symbol of American quality. Recently, car thefts in Mackerel, New Hampshire were up by 30%. Then police in Mackerel started urging people to use the club. With the club, car thefts declined 90% from the 30% increase and 16% from the previous record decline of 74% of the 32% standard. But thefts of the club increased 100% over the 10% decline, a dramatic 15% increase. This could happen to you. That's why you need the Club for Clubs. The Club for Clubs protects the club that protects your car. Hardware salesmen in Mackerel, New Hampshire agree.
Well, sales of the club are steady, and we've sold a few Club for Clubs. Also, a lot of paint and tools cause of impulse buying when people come in to gawk at the Club for Clubs.
Hardware revenues are up. Club thefts are down. Be like the people of Mackerel, New Hampshire. Get the Club for Cars to protect your car and the Club for Clubs to protect your club.
No, I don't have one. I skate to work. There's only about 6 cars in Mackerel. It's a pitiful, backward place.
Get the Club for Clubs.
Nice talk. Hey, Joe, where are you going with that kitty litter in your hand?
Well, out to the curb, Bill. It's pet accessory pickup day, and I don't need this junk anymore.
Finally got sick of the cats, huh?
Nope.
Bash their heads together, singe their fur off, and strung them up with piano wire, huh?
No.
Just couldn't take any more. They're eating the plants, knocking over the fine china. They're howling in the middle of the night, huh?
No.
So you grabbed their ugly, stupid little heads, ripped out their tongues, and wrote, "Death to pig cats," and blood all over the walls. Enough is enough. I can't stand it anymore. Why?
Having trouble with your cats, Bill?
Oh, you know, they get pesky at times.
Well, you need what I have. Dream on Kitty from Tamerlane.
Dream on Kitty from Tamerlane.
Dream on Kitty from Tamerlane, Bill. Cats love to sleep, right?
Yeah.
Well, with Dream on Kitty from Tamerlane, they sleep all the time. Dream on Kitty from Tamerlane comes in a handy dispenser that attaches to your garden hose. You just wait for the cat to start to wake up, get her in your sights, turn on the water, and voila, right back to sleep. No more half-chewed plants, no more loud meowing, and
the urge to kill your cats eventually becomes a thing of the past.
I'm going to get some Dream on Kitty from Tamerlane today.
Dream on Kitty from Tamerlane is available at all Genghis Khan gravesite souvenir stands, your local Weird Wally's recycling drop, and Bob Dole's Universal Petorama. Station number H, the station that brought you the Laverne and Shirley sequel, I Dream of Feeny, the Jefferson Airplane sitcom, Lather Knows Best, and for strike-bound baseball fans, the Andy Van Slyke Show with Rose Marie and Maury Amsterdam, returns now to the mismatched marriage of the century. She's a dizzy housewife, he's an entertainer, and... I Love Lisa!
Lisa, I'm home!
Michael!
Wah! What is it, honey? What's the matter?
It's your brother, Tito. He's coming to visit again. Wah!
But, honey, Tito's a nice guy.
But he's bringing all your brothers and your mom and dad and LaToya and... Wah!
And who, dear?
And Uncle Tanoose. He always tells me I'm too skinny.
But Uncle Tanoose is from that other show, Make Room for Gaddafi.
Well, hi, kids. It's me, your wacky New York landlord, Donald Trump. Marla wants to know if she can borrow your publicist. Hers is in prison. Yes, I Love Lisa, Wednesday nights on station number H, right after Beverly Hillbillies 90210.
Hi, I'm Jerry Burp. Excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Today, we're going to discuss the hottest gender-sensitive topic there is. It's the United Nations of problems, the Michael Jordan of gender, the Cadillac of controversy. Of course, I'm talking about S-E-X. C-A-R-N-A-L-K-N-O-W-L-E-D-G-E. M-A-K-I-N-G-L-O-V-E. G-O-I-N-G-T-O-B-E-D. I-N-T-E-R-C-O-U-R-S-E, F-O-R-N-I-C-A-T-I-O-N, T-H-E-N-U-P-T-U-A-L-A-C-T, G-E-T-T-I-N-G, L-U-C-K-Y. We can't talk about it openly, of course. All we can do in a public forum is snicker. The future of society depends on our coming to an understanding on this topic. Too bad it's dirty, and we can't. Well, that's the Man Minute. Hope we've clarified it for you. I'm Jerry Burp, excuse me, and thanks for tuning in. Boy, life's getting tougher. I got just a few minutes till a big staff meeting that's likely to go on all morning, and I'm the only one in my department that chews dried squid and spits the juice on the floor. I could raise a fuss about it, but fortunately, I found a substitute for squid chewing. Smoking. Lighting up a cigarette, inhaling its tobacco goodness, and watching the smoke waft along the conference table more than fulfills my craving for the taste of squid and my addiction to spitting. With a pack of cigarettes, I can get through any meeting till I can get back to my own desk and pop a stick of squid jerky into my mouth without bothering anyone else. Cigarettes, they're all I need to get by.
Hey, squid chewers and spitters, more and more places are going squid and spit-free, but don't let your habit cause problems with others. Take along a pack of satisfying cigarettes. Smoking, you like it, it likes you. A message from the besieged tobacco industry, leaders in misdirection since 1910. Have you ever suddenly decided to disappear, to drop out of sight, to pack up and go without leaving a trace? You just want to bid a fond farewell to those corporate clothes, toss that daytimer in the campfire, crush that cellular phone under the heel of your hiking boot, deep six the electronic pager in a pond. Do you want to forget all your problems? Change your name, Skinny Dip instead of Power Lunch. Leave the car payments, the mortgage, the screaming two-year-old, your anxiety-ridden spouse, and the dry cleaning behind. Do you dream of a fresh start in a tropical paradise, spearfishing for Bonita, and living in a tent on the beach? In your heart of hearts, do you want to flee from the psyche-sapping service contract on the washer and dryer, the yard waste controversy, and the bondage of regular oil changes? Do you want to chuck it all and find some more natural, spiritual way of life? Well, forget it and get back to work. A message from the Chamber of Commerce. This is Nestor Neat on the Nestor Neat News Network with the Nestor Neat News Network NewsNet Alert. On the high seas, a flood of refugees, the Caribbean beginning to look like Lake Okoboji on a holiday weekend. Powerboats, windsurfers, air mattresses, inner tubes all fleeing social chaos and seeking a place in the sun. Yes, thousands of Floridians are heading for Cuba. Fleeing Disney-style overdevelopment and fast food drive-thrus, seeking opportunity in the underutilized area known as Castro's Cuba. Day after day, the tide of expatriates wash up on the shores of Havana.
Hi, Fidel. We're here.
Underpaid amusement park mascots, disbarred lawyers, and the dregs of American society join in the Florida exodus.
Senor, my name's Frank Gifford. I'm looking for my wife, Kathy Lee Gifford. She hijacked a cruise ship to get here. I gotta change this baby. I don't know how. I'm a football player. I need to have a senior.
The Clinton administration seems unwilling to stop this hemorrhage as thousands head for the workers' paradise, emptying a state that has voted Republican in the last 8 presidential elections, leaving only SeaWorld's killer whales and a smoking space shuttle as silent monuments to Ponce de Leon's dream. We'll continue to follow this story, including the American senior citizens who are now protesting in the streets of Havana, demanding Golden Age discount cards for the understocked bodegas of this Caribbean capital. This is Nestor Neat in the Florida Straits, heading south. No. The duck's head is deflating. Quick, start bailing.
Hi, I'm Jerry Burp. Excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Today, is it politically correct to be politically correct? I get mail, and I hear the whisperings behind my back. There's Jerry Burp, excuse me. He's politically correct. Let's not treat him with civility. Let's stay away from him. Well, first, can you be politically correct but objectively wrong? Well, no, of course not. You're not politically correct. You're just correct. You're not PC. You're just C, as in might makes correct. So let's not say politically correct. The correct term is alternative uses of wisdom. Now, is it an alternative use of wisdom to encourage men to adopt new world views as society evolves? Of course not. Don't call me politically correct as if that's what causes my acne and foul teeth. Don't avoid me because I'm a visionary, as if that's what causes my loud belching. No, let's not change just for change's sake. Some traditional forms of disgust are still valid. There's no reason to try to make them fit into alternative uses of wisdom. Well, I'm glad that's off my chest. And remember, men, the hand that feeds the victim can't make them drink. That's an original aphorism. Look for the forthcoming desk calendar. I'm Jerry Burb, excuse me, and thanks for tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Joe, taking the old llama for a walk, huh?
Sure am, Bill, but this baby isn't just a llama.
Boy, Joe, you're nuts. It is just a llama. See, it feels just like a...
Joke's on you, Bill. I'm not nuts. Your hand is blistered. And this is not just a llama. It's a Tamerlane White Hot Security Llama.
A Tamerlane White Hot Security Llama.
A Tamerlane White Hot Security Llama. Everyone loves llamas, Bill, but when they pet a Tamerlane White Hot Security Llama, they learn to stay away. Who wants people around? When you have a Tamerlane White Hot Security Llama, people stay away.
Well, Joe, they will stay away unless they have this.
Well, hey, Bill, you just killed my llama with a fish.
Not just any fish, Joe. It's a Tamerlane Ninja fish. With a flick of the wrist, I can conquer my enemies and keep people away. And obviously,
Tamerlane Ninja fish can take out a Tamerlane White Hot Security Llama.
Oh, I win this one, Joe.
You sure, Bill?
A Tamerlane Power Seagull!
Tamerlane White Hot Security Llamas, Tamerlane Ninja Fish, and Tamerlane Power Seagulls are sold at all Wilma and Betty's Rancid Pork drive-thrus, at Pickle World, and wherever security devices are stolen.
Bye, kids. Bye-bye.
Oh, those children of mine. Off to school and on time, too. Didn't used to be this way. Usually I'd be dragging them out of bed, slapping a steaming fresh-from-the-toaster Pop-Tart frosting side down onto their hands. Ow, they'd say. And I'd tug on their Kurt Cobain T-shirts and shove them out the door. Another tardy slip. But not anymore. Now when I wake up, there they are, watching CNN, all wide-eyed and ready to go. How'd I do it? Mega coffee for kids. Yes, mega coffee for kids, fortified with 10 essential vitamins and enough concentrated caffeine to keep any growing child growing straight and strong and awake all night. No more oversleeping. No more morning chaos. They're always up, always ready with mega coffee for kids. Available in chocoholic, amaretto, and bubblegum flavors. Oh, heavens to Bob Dole. That little Lisa's gone off without her assault rifle, little scamp. Mega coffee for kids, because in the 90s, if they blink, they could miss their childhood.
Hi, this is Dickie Schmooze, and listen, I've been getting complaints about my Dickie Schmooze throat balm. Look, I use it myself, it's perfectly safe. I wouldn't sell a product that didn't meet a certain set of standards I set myself. And you don't hear me complaining.
And while we're on the subject, all those people in that class action concerning those rare cardboard boxes from ancient Greece signed by Aristotle. You claim ancient Greece didn't have cardboard boxes, and you say Aristotle wouldn't have signed Love Aristotle in English. Are you calling Aristotle a dummy? And if ancient Greece didn't have cardboard, how did they package their soft drinks? With plastic? Come on, get real. By the way, I now have a new shipment of Ming Dynasty Styrofoam cups. For a catalog, send $10 to Dickie Schmooze Cups, Box 1, Forbidden City, Montana.